Miami, more than 200 Haitians are still in detention following their dramatic landing by boat on Key Biscayne late last month. Most have applied to remain in the U.S. under political asylum laws. Usually, political asylum candidates are released while their cases are processed. But federal officials are pushing to keep the Haitians behind bars. And so far, immigration judges appear to agree. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
It was a typical day at the Immigration and Naturalization Services Chrome Processing Center, a detention facility in a remote section of Miami-Dade County, right on the edge of the Everglades. A steady stream of Haitian detainees appeared in the two tiny courtrooms, hoping to be granted bond and freedom as they pursued their asylum claims. Some were lucky enough to have a cousin or family member there for support. Waiting outside the building, Paul Ancine said he was there to support his cousin, Chesnell Simon.
He's the one who jumped in the water to get out from the land.
Inside the courtroom, Chesnell Simon, whose graying hair made him look older than his 37 years, told the judge a vague story of being persecuted by gang-like security forces allied with Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The gangs threw rocks at his house, he said, so he fled. Outside the courtroom, cousin Paul insisted Chesnell Simon's life was in danger.
Because if he's returned back to Haiti, maybe he should be killed.
Judge Rex Ford allowed Chesnell Simon to continue pursuing his claim. But like the vast majority of the Haitians who have been intercepted at sea over the past year, the judge ordered him back in detention. The judge said he needed to make sure Simon didn't have one of the fake birth certificates that could be obtained in Miami. The continued detentions have alarmed Haitian advocates like Marlene Bastien, executive director of a group called Haitian Women of Miami.
What they're trying to do is to process these refugees as fast as possible so they can be deported as fast as possible to Haiti.
Bastien and others want Haitians to be treated the same as Cuban refugees who, if they arrive in the U.S., are interviewed and freed into the community in a matter of days. Their hopes were raised earlier this month when President Bush mentioned the case at a press conference.
The immigration laws ought to be the same for Haitians and everybody else, except for Cubans. And the difference, of course, is that we don't send people back to Cuba because they're going to be persecuted. And that's why we've got the special law on the books as regards to Cubans. But Haitians and everybody else ought to be treated the same way, and we're in the process of making sure that happens.
But it appears that simply meant treating everyone as toughly as the Haitians, not treating the Haitians like Cubans. A new policy change the federal government announced on November 13th in the Federal Register and taking effect immediately reads, all individuals who arrive illegally by sea will be placed in expedited removal proceedings and during their legal process will remain in detention. The government says the tough line is meant to discourage a wave of boat people who might wash up on American shores if the current illegal migrants are allowed to be freed. Lawyers representing the Haitian refugees say they're planning to challenge the new rule in court. And on the streets of Miami tomorrow, marchers will demonstrate in front of the federal building downtown, protesting the Haitians' continued detention. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.